Chapter 10. Hear the word that Jehovah has spoken against you people, O house of Israel. This is what Jehovah has said. Do not learn the way of the nations at all, and do not be struck with terror even at the signs of the heavens, because the nations are struck with terror at them. For the customs of the peoples are just an exhalation, because it is a mere tree out of the forest that one has cut down, the work of the hands of the craftsman with the billhook. With silver and with gold one makes it pretty. With nails and with hammers they fasten them down, that none may reel. They are like a scarecrow of a cucumber field, and cannot speak. Without fail they are carried, for they cannot take any steps. Do not be afraid because of them, for they can do nothing calamitous, and what is more, the doing of any good is not with them. In no way is there any one like you, O Jehovah. You are great, and your name is great in mightiness. Who should not fear you, O King of the nations? For to you it is fitting, because among all the wise ones of the nations, and among all their kingships, there is in no way any one like you. And at one and the same time they prove to be unreasoning and stupid. A tree is a mere exhortation of vanities. Silver beaten into plates is what is brought in even from Tarshish, and gold from Uphaz, the workmanship of a craftsman and of the hands of a metal worker. Their clothing is blue thread and wool dyed reddish purple. They are all the workmanship of skilled people. But Jehovah is in truth God. He is the living God, and the King to time indefinite. Because of his indignation the earth will rock, and no nations will hold up under his denunciation. This is what you men will say to them. The gods that did not make the very heavens and the earth are the ones who will perish from the earth and from under these heavens. He is the maker of the earth by his power, the one firmly establishing the productive land by his wisdom, and the one who by his understanding stretched out the heavens. At his voice there is a giving by him of a turmoil of waters in the heavens, and he causes vapors to ascend from the extremity of the earth. He has made even sluices for the rain, and he brings forth the wind from his storehouses. Every man has behaved so unreasoningly as not to know. Every metal worker will certainly feel shame because of the carved image, for his molten images are falsehood, and there is no spirit in them. They are vanity, a work of mockery. In the time of their being given attention, they will perish. The share of Jacob is not like these things, for he is the former of everything, and Israel is the staff of his inheritance. Jehovah of armies is his name. Gather up from the earth your packload, O woman dwelling under stress. For this is what Jehovah has said. Here I am slinging out the inhabitants of the earth on this occasion, and I will cause them distress, in order that they may find out. Woe to me on account of my breakdown! My stroke has become sickish, and I myself have said, surely this is my sickness, and I shall carry it. My own tent has been despoiled, and my own tent cords have all been torn in two. My own sons have gone forth from me, and they are no more. There is no one stretching out my tent any more, or raising up my tent cloths. For the shepherds have behaved unreasoningly, and they have not looked even for Jehovah. That is why they have not acted with insight, and all their pastured animals have been scattered. Listen, a report. Here it has come, also a great pounding from the land of the north, in order to make the cities of Judah a desolate waste, the lair of jackals. I well know, O Jehovah, that to earthling man his way does not belong. It does not belong to man who is walking, even to direct his step. Correct me, O Jehovah, however with judgment, not in your anger, that you may not reduce me to nothing. Pour out your rage upon the nations who have ignored you, and upon the families who have not called even upon your name. For they have eaten up Jacob, yes, they have eaten him up, and they keep at exterminating him, and his abiding place they have desolated.